Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Megillah. We're starting Taf Resh Tzadi Dalet. Just a couple of real quick things from before, in case it got overlooked. We mentioned a stolen Megillah, similar to the halacha of a stolen shofar. It's your Yotzei Bedieved. Obviously, it's an aser to steal, and we don't say a bracha bezemaus. But the reason why you were Yotzei is because it was the kol. Your Yotzei, not by lifting it, but by hearing it. And the sounds, there's no gezel on sound. That's the technical halacha. Unlike a lulav, unless you do a shinoi, you wouldn't be Yotzei because you need the actual maisa, the item, and then you say a mitzvah b'avera, ala araya. Mitzvah b'avera is not a mitzvah. Okay. Regarding eating, we still learned you're not allowed to eat before a Megillah reading. Just in case it wasn't clear, it applies to men and women, and it applies to night and the day, the same. When it comes to eating, what you said was aser be eating, it's only mezonos, or bread, of more than a kabetza. Otherwise, it's called te'ima. And you can eat as much perot as you want before Megillah reading. That's called te'ima. That's me'ikar adin, but the poskim say you shouldn't even have te'ima unless you need to. So again, depending which achron you look at, the Magen Avraham is like, has to be a tzarach gadol, like you're really hungry. Anyways, a little different takes exactly how hungry exactly you need to be, but obviously it's preferable not even to have a te'ima, but there's no iser if you're having less. And we see a lot of this similar by in Reish Lamed Bet before Kriyat Shema. Similar. And the shear of Beitza, so I didn't see an original source for it, but it's brought down by the Magen Avraham and then quoted again by the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. And they also say by drink. Well, sorry, the Beitza of eating, we do see also by in a couple places. So I take that part apart. What I meant was a drink. So also drinking is also a problem. But the poskim say it's if you drink a volume of a beitza, and that's only talking about mashke hamashaker, a drink that's going to make you intoxicated. So those are the words of the Magen Avraham and quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that it goes by a beitza. You know, the source of whiskey or wine that's a kebeitza, that's aser, that I did not find a source for. But it makes sense, and that's what that's the psak. The Aruch HaShulchan also quotes it by a beitza is aser. But interesting, the other post can just say anything that's intoxicating. The Aruch HaShulchan says, but beer is okay. So maybe it depends how much beer you have. It might be a machlokas.
Depends on the alcohol content.
Depends on the alcohol. Right. So there's a big difference between beer, wine, and whiskey. We know that exactly. Okay. And then Magen Avraham learns it from a Kal V'chomer by this whole comparison also by Kriyat Shema, which is Deraisa and Chametz. But there you see you are allowed to have a Te'ima, even where it's Kriyat Shema Deraisa and also before Bedikas Chametz. So certainly here he says that's why it would be Mutter to have Te'ima unless it's Tzarech. But he says Lamaisa only if it's Tzarech Gadol.
Only in the Middle Ages, it didn't have potable water, and only drank beer.
That was okay. One interesting thing, just in case I was confusing, if a person has to choose between reading Megillah after Plaga Mincha before Shkia versus having a te'ima or eating at night before hearing Megillah, so that Lamaisa, all the poskim say, it's better to have a te'ima and wait till the nighttime, because there's a question if you yotzei during the day. So that's the part that we don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. However, if a person cannot read it at nighttime, for whatever reason, then everybody agrees you are allowed to read it even before Shkia, starting from Plaga Mincha, if you have no choice. Yalkut Yosef even says, I'm sure this is debatable, he says, if you have a choice, a tzibur can only read it before Shkia, but an individual can read it afterwards. Which is better? So he says it's better to do it b'tzibur even before shkia. So, in other words, the halacha is relevant when it's necessary, but for the purposes of eating, that's when everyone says it's better to eat before. Interesting. Can an as is it lechatchila for a Sephardi to hear an Ashkenazi reading or vice versa? So with Pashtus, it's no problem lechatchila as well, especially since there's a halacha by Purim ein medaktekin. We don't have to worry about it, even if you read Yehudim and Yehudiim, you don't have to repeat it. It's fine lechatchila. So for sure, for this it wouldn't be a problem. Really, it's just like something like Parsha Zachor, where it's really more of an issue. The only real difference, though, is a stick. You have an amud, an eitz at the end. That's the only real difference that might make it b'diavad on some level. Because every Sephardic one will have it, but not every Ashkenazi will, so it depends. That's the one difference. And just two words that sometimes psukim people do repeat twice is that I found. Where it says in Chet, Lahashmid, Laharog. So some people repeat that pasuk and say it again, Ulaharog. Two different versions of it. It's a vav. Same thing by V'ish, Lo Amad. Some people read it twice, once Bifnehem and once Lifnehem. Okay. Sorry for that little. Okay, here. Tafresh Tadi Dalid, Din Ma'os Purim La'anim. So Aleph, Chayav, Kol adam liten lefachot shtei matanot lishnei aniyim. So, the halacha is, everyone's supposed to give at least two matanot to two aniyim. Haga, v'yesh, right, this is what we call matanas le'avyonim. Yesh omrim sheyesh liten kodem purim machzit min ha-madbeya kavua ba'oto makom ba'oto zman zecher v'machz b'shekel shehayu notnin v'adar. So the Ramah says, even before we get to Purim, before Purim, there's a minhag, again, you can also give it on Purim, but the minhag is, we give machatzis hashekel, we give something, we'll explain in a moment, to remind us of the machatzis hashekel that they used to give in the month of Adar, right? We just learned that we just had Parshat Shkalim, right? That was 2 weeks before Purim, to remind us to do it. Now we're actually doing something to act on remembering it. And it could be given, it's often given for the shul, but it could also be given for anim. And Bir Lacha quotes the Prima Gadim, if you give it to, well, Mishnah Berurah says it somewhere. He says, if you give it and have in mind that it's for anim and it's given on Purim, then you can double down and or double up and use it for both machzeh shekel and matanas le'avyonim.
Double dipping.
Double dipping. There you go. Umiachar sheshalosh b'amim k'tiv truma b'parsha yesh litein shlosha. So therefore, the minhag of Ashkenazim is you give whatever is the common matbeya, the common coin. Let's say it's maybe a shekel or a dollar. You cut it in half. Whatever, you give a half shekel, a half dollar, and you give three of them. And that's good enough, the three, because it says truma twice. The minhag by Sephardim is, what?
Three times.
The minhag by Sephardim is you actually give the value of a real machzit shekel. So that's, okay. V'yesh litno b'leil purim, and you give it at nighttime. Kodem shemit pa'ale mencha, this is machzit shekel, you do before mencha. V'chanoagim b'chol medinos elu, and that's the minhag. And you give half, three halves, right, of the coins of the place. Alright, so if they don't have a half, you give something that's called half. And who has to give it? Starting for who's ever 20 and older. And some give also the tzedakah in addition. Okay? But we don't. Some say you give it already starting from 13 years old, and some even for ketanim, some even if for a fetus, an embryo, either way. Again, it depends on your minhag. And once you start, unless you do a Bli Neder, you're kind of stuck for the future, unless you do a Taras Adarim. Let's see, anything else I want to point out? Okay, there's a question if it could be Al Menas Lahachzer. If a person gives Matanas La'avyonim, right? I think we're on Matanas La'avyonim right now. So if a person gives it Al Menas Lahachzer, you tell someone, I'm giving it to you, but you have to give it right back to me. So, I don't know, the Bir Alacha says it's a question if you're Yotze. Chazon Avad just says, for sure you're not Yotze. Okay. You're allowed to give it, of course. We give it to two people, minimum, and it could be two people in the same family. It could be a father and son, it could be a child, it could be a man and wife, because those are still two people. So then you're still Yotze. If you give it only to one Ani, then we say you're not Yotze. Let's see what else. We're on Matanas Le'Avyonim. Matanas Le'Avyonim. And he also says in Chazon Avadia, if a person is, let's say you an Ani, and you forgive the loan, he says you're not Yotze. But if the Ani comes with the money to pay you, and as he's paying you, he says, no, it's okay, just keep it. Then he says, you're Yotze. Because it's as if you gave it to him. It's
Arachion on it. Is it about to give you the money as opposed to Mechilas Chov?
Right, exactly. Mechilas Chov is. That's what he writes. I didn't go into it, but Yesh Layan. And just more to raise the, also more to raise the topic. And if you give it as a check, Poskim say you're Yotze as well. It doesn't have to be cash. Okay. I think we'll continue. Beis ein mishani ma'ot purim litzdaka acheres. You can't change it. Right? In particular, it's referring to a gabbai. He's not allowed to collect for tzedakah for purim and then give it to something else. Hagav v'davka hagabayim. But this is only referring to the people in charge of the tzedakah. About ha'ani, but the recipient, the ani, when he gets it, yachol asod bo mashiyirtza. He can use the money for anything he wants. Right, often they save some of it if they can for whatever expenses they have, or Pesach is coming up, and that's 100% mutter. He doesn't have to go eat it all up in one day. Okay. Gimel, ein medaktikin b'maot purim. And a person, we're not medaktik, we're not so careful in, with our vetting. Again, it depends how much you're going to give, but in general, we're not very careful. Ela kol misha poshet yado lito notnim lo. Anyone who puts out his hand and asks, that's the minag we give him. Again, how much? He's a little seichel, but we give whoever asks. And Pashtus is referring to anim, and not people who are just collecting for any institution.
Children have taken advantage of this.
Right.
The main form.
Right. If it's someone who just asks, just for the sake of it, for fun, or kids, they're just going to pocket it or give it to a yeshiva, Pashtus, there's no chiyuv whatsoever, and it's probably not even makayim on any level matanas levyanim. Ugamakom shenago litein af laakum notin. And when the minhag is you give it to non-Jews, so we do. You're not yotze matanas levyanim, but we do it because of darkei shalom. Okay, practical reasons. Okay. Dalit. Memakom she'ein anim. If there's a place where there are no anim, no ani Yisrael, and you have no way to be yotze the mitzvah that way, okay, don't worry. Yachol le'akev ma'od purim shelo le'atzmo. Put aside the money and save it. V'notam memakom she'yirtza. And you're allowed to give it for any, I don't know if it's for any ani, anywhere at any time in the future, or perhaps even for any tzedakah that I'm not sure about. But the point is, you can save it for later. So Gershon says, Pashas le'aniyim, and I would agree, but I'm not sure if that's 100% binding. I don't know. But I would save it for an ani purpose, for sure. And there's so many sick people, unhealthy people. There's so many ways to give it to aniyim. So obviously, I would definitely give it just to aniyim.
New Year's of the
set it aside. Again, I'm not sure exactly if you have to physically set it aside, but to make sure you're yotzei for sure, I would 100% set it aside and give it to some kind of ani institution, as opposed to a yeshiva. I mean, again, it depends if it's supporting poor people, then that becomes, but not for a building, that's for sure. You don't have to, and I don't even know if there's a hitter. Interesting idea. Okay, there's a lot. There's a lot of interesting things that later achronim, certain achronim, I don't know if the right words to use, invented or is machadesh, certain chumras, and so some of them are good to keep, and some of them are only if you want to, but most would say there's no hitter in that. So it depends what it is. Let's start the next topic, and we'll come up with some interesting hidurim or chidushim that are by Mishloach Manos in particular. Tav Reish Tzad Yehei Dinei Seudas Purim. So this is the Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha portion, and just to point out, and they're going to point it out, there's no greater simcha, as I just mentioned the words, there's no greater simcha than taking care of the aniyim. And many of the poskim point out that whatever you're going to spend on your own seuda and mishloach manos, without a question, you should spend much more on the aniyim, matanas levyonim. Otherwise, it just turns into a simchas kreso for your own self, and it's not the spirit of the holiday. The greatest simcha is to make other people the simcha. Of course, if someone doesn't have any money, so you have your minimal amounts that you must do for Mishloach Manos, so that people don't look at you like, how could you not give me anything? So you have to give your minimum for that, a minimum to eat. Obviously, if that costs you more money and you don't have any money, you're an ani yourself, then obviously your matanas avinam doesn't have to be more than that. But if you're able to, for sure it must be. Okay, Haggah. Mitzvah l'harbos besudas purim. There's a mitzvah to have to be marabah, to have with abundance or a nice suda. U'b'su'udah achas yotzim. And with one su'uda, you're yotzei, right, during the day. Aleph. Su'udas purim sha'asa b'layla lo yotzei yedei chovaso. A person has his su'uda, his purim su'uda, right, just one purim su'uda, only at nighttime, he's not yotzei. Because the ikar is Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, the ikar of the day is when all the mitzvahs have to be done, and if it must be done during the day. Haga, mikol makom, gam b'layla yismach v'yar b'ktas v'su'uda. But also at nighttime, it's nice to make some kind of a su'uda, even with bread, but it doesn't have to be. Some basar, doesn't have to be, or yayin. But it's good to make a mini su'uda purim at nighttime. But again, the only chiyuv and the only way you're yotzei is if you do a proper seuda during the day. Okay, base. You know, don't want to say anything. Some say it's good to wear a big day Shabbos. And fine. No, let's keep reading because we'll see what comes up and then we'll add later. Bet. Chayav inish levesumi bepuria. One of the famous mitzvahs of Purim. A person is obligated to, however you want to translate, levesume bepuria, either to get drunk or just to get a little tipsy. Those are the two basic translations, opposites almost. Ad lo yada, until he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman lebaruch Mordechai. You don't know the difference between cursed Haman and blessed is Mordechai. Haga, v'yesh omrim dein sarich lihishta ker kol kach. And some say there's no need to get so drunk. Some say it's aser to get drunk. Ale yishte yoter milimudo. But what do you do? What do Chazal want you to do? Just have a little more than you normally have. If you normally have no wine, so have a half a glass or a glass, and that's perfect. Or if you normally have two, have three. V'yishan, and you fall asleep. U'mitoch shiyashen, eni yodea bein aor lahaman lebaruch Mordechai. And then by sleeping, then you no longer know the difference at all. V'echad amarbe, v'echad amamit, and whether you have a little more wine, a little less wine. U'bilvad shechaven libo la shamayim. The main thing is that you have proper kavana to shamayim. to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And most of the poskim do say not to get drunk, and especially if it's going to cause you not to daven, not to bench. It's clear most of the poskim say it's aser to get that drunk. It has to be a simcha shel mitzvah. The minority opinion and says yes, it's good to get drunk on some level. And a couple of the main reasons for drinking is that a person should realize that he's no longer in complete control of himself. When a person gets drunk, he loses control of himself, and we have to remember one of the messages of the holiday is that really we're not in control of ourselves, and it's really only a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and Ein Od Milvado v'chule. And Mishnah Berurah also says that as a person is supposed to non-stop always give shavach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no end to how much you could give shavach, and that's why he says up until you don't know the difference. Only when a person can no longer stop giving shavach until he reaches a point where he doesn't know how to give shavach anymore, and he totally gets confused between Aror and Baruch. So that's his take. Okay. Anyways, we're going to have a whole shiur on drashas.
Tanya writes that...
Tanya says, yeah, loud.
That there was a piyut that had a refrain, Ar Haman Baruch Mordechai, and drink until you get mixed up with the stanzas.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. It just means a little bit enough to get mixed up between the stanzas. Right.
So the Raman, the Darkan Osher writes that the gematria of Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai are the same. And when you try to do the cheshvan and you can't do it because you're too tipsy, you drunk too much. Or you drank just enough.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're less sharp. Very good. Okay. Okay. Ve'ein lihitanot b'purim milvad ta'anit chalom. You're not allowed to fast on Purim unless it's a ta'anit chalom. And even then, Mishnah Berurah says, even on a ta'anit chalom, then you after mincha, towards the end of the day, then you actually break it and do eat. Yesh nagulo bosh b'gdei Shabbos, so we mentioned v'yom tov b'purim v'chen nachon, that's the right thing to do. V'nuhagim lasot sudas purim l'achar mincha. So it's best to do the suda in the afternoon, he writes. V'arvit yitpalu b'layla. And then, after you do mincha, because it might be difficult to daven once you have a drink too much. And then later on, you'll be able to daven Maariv at night. So you daven mincha first in the beginning of the afternoon. So either the entire or most of the suda, he writes, has to be done during the daytime. It's better to finish before, and you have less issues with the question about benching of Al Anisim. But we say it anyway. But we'll see in a moment. But for the purposes of the Suda itself, so you want the main portion of it to be during the day itself, not when you start a minute before and you end up having most of your Suda at nighttime, which some people unfortunately do. Many of the poskim also point out, really you should have this Suda in the morning. That's the Meshubach, that's the... It's even more ikar of the day is to have it early on, but really whatever is more practical is what's best to do. Again, we have mishlach manos and all kinds of other chiyuvim, and okay, one should try not to have it alone. He should have it at least with his family, if not also some friends. U'kishachal Purim b'yom shishi. So then, when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos on Friday, then everyone agrees. You should certainly try and have the meal during the day, or start before Chatzos at least, so that Mishum Kavod Shabbos, for the sake of Shabbos, that when Shabbos comes in, you had time to prepare, you're not wasted, and everything, okay. And if anyone can do it in the morning, of course, as well. Yesh Omrin. Sheish lechol machal zeronim bepurim zecher lezeronim sheachal daniel vechavera bevavel. So some have the custom that in order to eat dafka zeronim on Purim. What are zeronim? So a few different opinions. One of them is, where did I put it? So one of the opinions of Zeronim is poppy seeds, hummus, any kind of small kidneys, rice is another one. Okay, and let's go on. Right, so what happened? Daniel and Chaverov, they ate, because that was an easy way to keep kosher. That's what they ate. Also, some say that that's what Hatach or Daniel, who was it, Daniel, gave to Esther to eat also. So that's, anyway, so that's what it reminds us.
Dafka and Balayla should
eat that way. Dafka at nighttime?
Okay. I thought she kept vegetarian.
Yes, because that was what was to have, that was kosher.
That was kosher.
Not meat at night.
So that's what it symbolizes. It reminds us of the whole story of, V'tov, la'asok, me'at, b'torah, kodem, she'atchil, asuda, and you should certainly learn during the day as well. V'semech, l'davar, la'yehudim, haita, ora, v'simcha. Again, this keeps coming up in the previous couple of simanim. And ora, what is ora? V'darshinon, ora zo Torah. It's learning Torah. V'chaye, v'mishra, v'simcha, k'tas, b'shnei yamim, yedalot. V'tadvav, and he says there's a minag to also have something extra on both days, even though, depending where you live, you're only going to keep one day, the 14th or the 15th. It's good to eat something extra on both days. V'chen nagu, and that's the minag. V'yesh omri. D'im hizik echad et chavero mikoach simchas purim patur milashalim. So some say it's, if a person damages somebody on Purim, because they're so happy on Purim and they're just not careful and they accidentally damage, so then they're putter from paying, because that's understood during the day that this happens and people are mochel. Chazon Avadia says you are chayav to pay. It depends. It's a machlokas. Mishnah Berurah points out it's a machlokas, and the Bachi says it depends if it's a small hezek or a big hezek. Depends if there's no one's mochel on the big hezek. Depends if you damage a person's body or a person's item. A lot of it depends on what people are makpidon. So that's, okay. Anyways, do your best not to cause any hezek. And if you do, I would pay the guy and make him happy. And
you will?
I would.
You pay him?
No.
Somebody else?
The one who does the damages, I mean. Okay. Some say you should have basar v'yayin, and dafka basar shel behema on the suda. And lechadchila, the poskim say it's better to have bread. Okay. Let's go on to Halakha Gimel. We're out. Ooh, we're out. Sorry, we're done. We're finished tomorrow.